Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We know three individuals that are staying put, though, for sure, and that is Mark Donovan, Brett Veach, and Andy Reid, as the Chiefs announced late last night or later in the evening that all three receive contract extensions, and nobody is surprised by that. As somebody outside of Kansas City joked with me, they said, and they sent me a text, what have these three done to deserve an extension? Obviously, nobody's surprised based off of the track record of success that they are staying in Kansas City. For Andy Reid, you know what I love about this? First and foremost, let's just be honest. It's the whole Mike Florio retirement rumor stuff. That's what I love about this.
But he's not just taking the loss. It makes it less enjoyable for me. Instead, he's writing an article that says, I'm still right. I said all those crazy things, and the Chiefs didn't tell me I was wrong. Ergo, I was right. Think about that stance, by the way. The stance that is, if I say wild, unhinged things that have no basis in truth, but nobody says that those things aren't true, they're true. De facto, they're true. That's essentially what his article's claiming. But yes, it is funny for anybody who would have suggested or fought back or for, it wasn't just Flores, like a month straight, where national media members were seemingly feeding off of that end of the story and saying, what if Andy Reid retired? And then we all kept trying to say, everyone together in one collective voice, Nate Taylor, Pete Sweeney, me, you, Bob, the whole damn station, the entire city was trying to tell you, I don't know how many radio hits I had to do. And be like,
oh, yeah.
He is not retiring. I don't know how to say this any simpler. It was never going to happen. Now he's extended through 2029. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So he just was never going anywhere. Got it.
Yeah, so I love that in the spin and whether or not we'll be sitting here in January again and Mike Florio will have another column saying they're preparing just in case he retires. No, he's locked up until I think through by the time you add it up, I think it'll be 72 by the time the 2029 season is actually over. And what I like about this is now Andy has a chance truly to finish as the greatest coach of all time. That's in play now. Before you're like, oh, he's only going to coach for one or two more years. No, it requires some more work, it requires some more rings during that stretch, but right, they've won back to back. If you tell me he's got another 5 years to win another ring or two, it's not crazy.
No, and 71 is the age Belichick is now, which is the thing we've been pointing out this whole time. The Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick age conundrum and the ages in which they were when they, I guess in this case, Pete Carroll maybe finished coaching. In the Bill Belichick thing, we'll see if he's going to continue coaching. He'd need 14 wins a year to get the all-time wins total, assuming Belichick doesn't pass it. He would need 14 wins a year over the course of this contract. And I'll just tell you, same thing as Belichick. If Andy gets to the end of this 5 years and he's, because 14 wins a year is a lot, he's 9 wins short, 8 wins short, 11 wins short, don't you think he's going to stay for one more year? I always come back to the same thing. Why would he ever leave with Patrick Mahomes? He has 3 Super Bowl rings in the last 5 years. He coached in football for 30 years of his life, not winning titles. He won one in Green Bay as an assistant coach, not winning any as a head coach in Philadelphia. I just don't know why you'd leave. I don't know why that's the time you would choose to leave.
You wait your whole career, you dream of having an opportunity to coach a player like Patrick Mahomes. someone that's going to go down as the greatest quarterback in NFL history. And, you know, yeah, if your health allows, then you're going to coach. And that's always been the thing we've said over and over with Andy Reid. Like, hey, if he is physically able to coach, he's going to keep coaching. I really believe it. Like, whether, you know, does he get to play out all 5 years of this? I don't know necessarily that, but I think it's definitely what I would bet on at this point.
Yeah, if you made me take the over-under, I'd take that number of years. Yeah. You know, if you gave me the tie at five.
You've got a team that's coming off of back-to-back titles, is a dynasty. So why wouldn't you ride out the dynasty? And even if they lose this year, the dynasty doesn't just end. That's not how that works. Now that they are a dynasty, it doesn't just end after 1 year of not winning it. The question is, are they going to do something that's never been done in NFL history, which, of course, is a three-peat? But even if they don't three-peat, it's not like suddenly it's just over like that. Now it means the next year after that, they need to get back to the, you know, Super Bowl or winning one to keep the dynasty going. But overall, they're in a spot as an organization, and all three of these individuals, Reed, Veach, and Donovan, they got extensions. They are the best-run franchise in terms of top-down right now in sports, period. Not just the NFL, sports. They have the titles to back it up. They've got the track record now of how they operate in terms of both through the draft and Brett Veach also retaining talent, keeping Chris Jones, signing him to a mega deal. Like, they have done everything you would want if you were to try to mimic an organization. It's why, you know, you've started to see some front office personnel getting picked off to some other teams. You know, for a while it was, hey, you know, coaching wise, they've done a good job retaining the coaching staff. We know the Niners tried to get Spags. The Chiefs found a way to keep Spags in Kansas City as their defensive coordinator. I know Ryan Poles is now the GM in Chicago. So you're starting to have some other organizations try to mimic what you're doing. I would argue the Texans, what they're doing to a T, personnel-wise, is trying to replicate what the Chiefs have done. And that's what happens in sports when you are the premier franchise.
Sure, and it's harder to replicate than it is just to be an individual. It's harder to be on that end of it. But yeah, I mean, look, when this got announced yesterday, I moved on about my day for a minute. I knew we'd talk about it today, but my initial response to that was like, well, yeah, duh.
Right.
Oh, what? They signed Brett Veach and Andy Reid and Mark Donovan to extensions? No. Of course. Like, obvious extensions. No doubt or extensions. Brett Veach might be the general manager in this town for 30 years. He's definitely, by the way we talk about this, like, Andy Reid's already the best coach in Chiefs history. Brett Veach is going to go down as the greatest GM in Chiefs history. I don't know any of the other team presidents, so I'm not going to try.
Well, Carl Peterson was both, remember?
He
was business side and on the field. Yeah.
Again, eventually as sports got bigger, they got smarter in the sense of, like, maybe you shouldn't do both of those jobs because, you know, they're different jobs and they require a lot of a person. So let's just separate them. But putting, like, knowing for the next 5 years, presumably, because Andy Reid, unless, again, barring health, his plan is to coach those 5 years. I don't think he's signing a contract through 2029 if that's not how long he's planning on coaching. Why not just sign it through 2028 or 2020? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could figure out a different number and just pay Andy so he's the highest paid coach in the NFL, which he is now. So he's planning on coaching that long. So for the next 5 years, you're telling me for sure I'm getting Veach, Andy Reid, and Patrick Mahomes? Okay. Well, then I got a 50-50 shot of winning a Super Bowl every year. Every year I walk into the season knowing that the Chiefs have at bare minimum, a 50% chance of winning the Super Bowl that year. That didn't seem all that bad to me. I'd lock that up every single time if given the opportunity. The other part about the Florio thing is he said he was essentially burying the Chiefs. He's like, what miserable losers. This is his stance. That they didn't pay Andy Reid sooner. It's embarrassing they waited so long to pay him and make him the highest paid coach.
He's now the highest paid coach in football.
Remember, that was his stance on Mahomes, too. He just thinks the Chiefs need to pay people sooner. That's all.
Well, this all goes back to the agent stuff. You know, that was the issue, I think, with the Mahomes contract, that there were other agents in the league that were upset, maybe, that the deal turned out to be as team-friendly as it was because it made things a little more challenging for them. I don't know. The Florio thing is now just continues to be comical, and I can't wait to see next playoff season when we start to see next postseason when we start to see any column speculating from Florio. Like, nobody can take that seriously whatsoever. We already didn't this past year, but you're right. I think the safe guess is he will once again be speculating about it every year the rest of his career, even though he just signed a new extension. And then whenever that day comes, because it will, whenever the day comes that Andy Reid does actually retire, whether it's in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, I don't know, he'll all of a sudden take a victory lap. I'm like, see, I've been telling you for a while.
The idea of taking a victory lap.
He can't admit that he was wrong.
How
he was wrong on this. He was wrong on this one.
I've been wrong before.
He was wrong on this one. This one,
we've all had bad takes.
Of course, but he's dug his heels in so far on this one.
Really deep. It, honestly, in a way, I will applaud him for his persistence because I didn't even think it was possible to continue to try to stand on this. I didn't think it was, I didn't see a road out from that take being so wrong and then just being like, no, it's fine, I'm sticking by it. Because the article, I mean, it's like five paragraphs and it just reads, Chiefs are cheap losers. They should have paid Andy sooner. And then the next four paragraphs are essentially just being like, no, they were preparing for that. And if you don't believe me, you're an idiot. And I know that he signed an extension, but they were definitely talking about it. And there's nothing you can say that is going to convince me otherwise. God, we've had Flora in this show once, maybe.
On Radio Row in Miami. That Radio was after his comments kind of
where
hinting
he said you
at,
should hurt Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, hinting at, a, you know, being aggressive towards the sidelines intentionally.
He stood, but that was another one. He's like, I didn't say they should hurt him. You said when he gets a step out of bounds, hit him. That's an illegal hit. You're suggesting hurting, giving an extra chance to hurt a player. I don't know what you're talking about. But, Florio. He was willing to die on this hill.
It's weird for him to also admit the fact of, hey, other teams typically shoot me down. You know, as soon as I speculate something, I get a phone call. You know how much he speculates? The amount of times he's hit up by agents or head coaches themselves, like, hey, man, this isn't true. The amount of times has got to be just ridiculous. I wouldn't want to admit that. I don't think.
A weird, like, it's...
It's not a flex.
It's weird for that to be a win. To be like, when I say things, and then they're not true, which is all the time. All the time. Yeah. All the time, he's admitting. Yeah. All the time, I say things that are just not true. And when they're not true, those teams tell me they're not true. So that's how I know this one is. You're like, so wait, are you admitting to me that, like, hundreds of times a year you say wildly speculative things, and like the head coach of a team calls you up and is like, Mike, that's just not true. And you're like, okay, I'll report it as much now. I know I was saying that crazy stuff earlier, but now I'm on board. What a weird thing to admit. That's a really weird thing to admit.
So, by the way, Andy Reid, 258 regular season wins. He's only behind Don Shula, 328, Halas, 318, Belichick, 302 in NFL history. Then if you throw in the postseason, Reid's got 284. He trails Shula, who has 347, Belichick 343, and Halas 324 for most in NFL history. But Reid, Veach, Donovan all getting extensions. Andy Reid's extension, we know, according to Tom Pelissero, goes through the 2029 season.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.